Okay, let's begin. We're up to Simon Yud. We are up to Chaf Beis. Sifkat and Chaf Beis on page Ayin Vav. Mi she'ein loy tefillin. One does not have tefillin. The atzibur mispalim and the tzibur is davening. So what should you do? Mutav she'yisakev aliyachar atfilas atzibur lisho loy tefillin mi'achar k'dei she'yikra kriyashma v'yispalil shmon esher betfillin mima she'yispalil imatzibur b'loy tefillin. Unbelievable halacha. Unbelievable halacha. He's telling you that it's more important to wear tefillin, to daven, to say kriyashma, and to wear tefillin when you, to say Kriya Shema when you're wearing tefillin and to recite Shmoyne Eshrei with tefillin, then to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Incredible. We always learn many times in halacha there are always conflicts, but you have to know the priorities. You have to know what is more important. To daven tefillah b'tzibur, people wouldn't they go their whole life they wouldn't miss a tefillah without a minyan. It's pretty good. Doesn't miss a minion. There are such people. Never miss a minion to daven b'tzibur. And yet he doesn't. But there's also he's supposed to daven shmona esrei when you're wearing tefillin, because tefillin lashon tefillah. Tefillin is lashon tefillah. Tefillin gives you sanctity. It's somehow it's like the antenna. We discussed this yesterday. When you're wearing the tefillin, somehow you are connected to the other side. You connect to Shemayim. It gives you sanctity. Virohu kol am yaretz. It's all of the beautiful things that are associated with tefillin. Tell us that you should be davening Shmona Esher. You're oimei lefnei hamelech wearing tefillin. So that's the priority. And saying Kriya Shema, you're made Eidu sheker ba'atzmef. You say Kriya Shema. Kasharatam la'osal yadecha v'yu le'totofos beininecha. So where are your tefillin? It says in the pasuk, you're saying Kriya Shema, you're being back in the mitzvah, and you shall tie the tefillin on your arm and the tefillin between your eyes. So where are your tefillin? How come you're not wearing tefillin? You're saying false testimony against yourself when you recite Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin. So we have a conflict. We have a conflict. You have two different issues. You want to daven. You don't want to lose out on a minion. This is the only minion in town. You come to a little shtetl. You're out of town. This is the only minion for shachris in town. But you left your tefillin in New York, right? You go on a business trip. You're all the way out of town. You come there. They're davening shachris. It's the only minion. I don't have tefillin. So I'll only be able to have tefillin after waiting until davening is over and borrow someone's tefillin. But that means, what should I do for davening? Should I daven without tefillin and put on tefillin later on and just say the Shema? Or should I wait until I can stav in my Shemona Esrei and say the Kriya Shema b'zman the first time with tefillin? So this is a issue, and the kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's better to daven b'yichidus with tefillin, and when you recite the parsha of Kriya Shema, you'll be wearing tefillin, and when you daven, you'll be wearing tefillin. Then to daven Shmona Esrei, you recite Kriya Shema without your tefillin. That's what he says. A very, very big chiddush. So one more time. So it's kedai better. Kedai shikur Kriya Shema v'yispalul Shmona Esrei b'tefillin mimashi yispalul matzibur b'loy tefillin. Three lines down after Chaf Beis. Avol bat mi she misyorei shema yavar zman Kriya Shema ad sheyim tzotzul. But let's say a person's afraid. It's getting late. Zman Kriya Shema is at, let's say, 9:30, and by the time you find the pair of tefillin, it might be 9:31. Then right away you're allowed to. It's more important to say Kriya Shema without your tefillin. Kari Kriya Shema below your tefillin. Vim Yisyore Shema Yavar Gam Zman Tefillet. Zman Tefillet says 10:00, 10:30. And if you wait until you get a pair of tefillin, it might be already 10:31. Then that's the exception. Mispal Gam Kain. You should daven right away without tefillin, and you put on tefillin later on. Uchshiyim Sachar Kach Tefillin. When you find tefillin later on, Yanichem Bebrochos V'Yoymar Bochem Ezem Mizmor, you should put them on with the bracha, and you should say a mizmor. You should say l'chayr shema and v'chayr im shemaya. You should say, if you want, say korbanos, say something that you have not yet said in davening, or yispalul bohem mincha. This is a very interesting thing. If you want, there's a cut copy over here. So you should always yispalul mincha to daven mincha with the very interesting thing. Why we don't do this bizman hazeh? Think about it. Why don't we wear a tefillin by mincha? What would be so terrible? What? So what? tefillin, the essence of tefillah is connected to tefillin. Tefillin is lashon of tefillah. Spalalti. It's pilel. It's a whole. The concepts are all the same. We don't do it. It's not. It's not clear. I don't know. I don't know why. It's not clear for whatever reason. One thing really, because then you should wear tefillin the entire day. We learned that yesterday, and that's why. But we don't do it because we have a guf naki. So okay. So only wear for shachas. So what's so terrible to wear during mincha? Nothing. Why don't we? I don't know. We don't. But if a person was not able to wear tefillin for shachas, saying a very big chiddush. If you're not able to wear tefillin for shachris, you were out of town, you were away, and you had no choice, your tefillin were not with you, and you had to daven, and you wait until someone gave you tefillin later on. Now you come back home, and now you have an opportunity to daven mincha with tefillin. You'll be able to daven a shmona esrei with tefillin, because you're going in a situation when you daven, you're afraid you're going to lose man kriyas shema. Let's not have to hear that factor as well, because if you did daven the shemona esrei with tefillin, even the yechidus, so you already got that in. You daven the shemona esrei wearing tefillin. We're discussing a case where a person is getting late and you're going to miss the zman tefillah. Zman tefillah, let's say, is at 10:30, and it's now 10:29, and now's your last chance to daven shemona esrei. You don't have tefillin. Tefillin will first arrive at 10:31. So then the kitzah says, so it's right away. You should not delay zman tefillah because you're missing tefillin. Daven the shemona esrei now. That will result in you having daven shemona esrei without tefillin. Later you'll get tefillin. You'll put on the tefillin. You'll say kriyas shema. But you will not have Davide Shmona Esrei on this day wearing your tefillin. You're missing out on something very big. It's a very big chiddush lahalacha. And the only way you can be misaking that is you should daven mincha wearing your tefillin. Fast. People don't look at it like that. People look at that, just make sure you put on tefillin for a few moments. So if I didn't daven Shmona Esrei with my tefillin, okay, no big deal. So I'll put on tefillin for a few moments, say Kriya Shema, I'll just put it on, and I was kind of missing tefillin. No. That's not the full tefillin experience. The full tefillin experience of a day is davening a Shemoina Esrei wearing your tefillin. Saying Kriya Shema wearing your tefillin. That is the ideal experience. Therefore, if you were not able to do that today by Shachris, the very least, dav, put on your tefillin for mincha. Every once in a while you see this. You go to a shul, it looks very strange. I don't know, maybe it's not the right thing to do even, because we don't do this. Maybe you should, I'm not sure how far it goes, you should have yichidus mincha with your tefillin on. But it does look very strange. If you go to a shul, a regular shul, and someone's wearing a talisman tefillin from mincha, and they're sitting in the corner all embarrassed, so right, like, what in the world is this guy doing? Strange bird.
See that at 7:70.
Okay, but in a regular shul, you don't see it.
They wear it the whole day, not just for mitzvah.
At 7:70, you see live stream. Okay, I'm going to get started.
A lot of strange things.
I was there once. I once that there when take a second. All right, but what do you do? So if you're not embarrassed, it's a small minion. He's telling you the kids, or it's not so terrible to go to mincha wearing your tefillin. Ava fine, ava laila, but don't try to get the experience at night, because light at nighttime we pass in derech klal and laila. He passes ava laila is lav zman tefillin hu v'osor lehanichon b'layla. You're not allowed to put on tefillin. Now we pass in the layla is not a zman of tefillin, and you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night. Period. Mutar likach, and that's not everyone agrees to this. Some hold that the layla is a zman tefillin, and the reason why you don't put on tefillin at night is because you may fall asleep, and if you fall asleep, shema yofiach, you may come to pass gas. We discussed this. Maker had then we paskin not like this. We paskin that laila is zman tefillin, and that's why when a person wakes up early in the morning, a person already has slept. Right, so you already slept a couple of hours, and you're not planning on going to sleep, and it's still in the middle of the night. Let's say it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You went to early at night, 9 o'clock. It's now 3 in the morning. You're getting up to learn, and you want to put on your tefillin in preparation for davening at 6 o'clock, 3 hours in advance. You're allowed to. Oh, but it's nighttime. Nighttime is lav zman tefillin. So first of all, it's not so simple. We paskin that it is zman tefillin. So make a bracha. No, a bracha you don't make because we take into consideration the shita of the kitzur and all the other reasons that it's not zman tefillin. So don't make a bracha, but put it on. It's a good thing. And as far as the isim midrash banan to put on till that night, even though it may be that's only when there's a concern you may fall asleep. But if you have already slept, you already got a good night's sleep, and you're not planning on going to sleep again, then no longer is there a concern of Shema Yofiach. You may fall asleep and pass gas. No longer is there such a concern. You already got your sleep. And if you want to wear the tefillin, go right ahead. Just don't make a bracha. And then when it comes to Leis HaShachar, we know that you move the tefillin to the side, the tefillin shalyah to the side, the shalosh to the side, and you make the bracha, and then you put it back into place, and that way you get the best of both worlds. You wore the tefillin at night, there was no prohibition midrabbanim because Shema Yafir, because you already slept. You didn't make the bracha to take into consideration the minority opinion that it's Slav Zman Tefillin. And then when it's morning, you'll make the bracha. You got everything, you got the full package. The full package Tefillin with no bracha. And there's no concern of Shema Yafiach. That is the halacha. Avalaylo, so we're saying generally Lav Zman Tefillin v'yorasu lo nicham alaylo. A lot of stories about in the halacha, and the concentration camp to discuss this is they wore tefillin at night. The only time they were able to go and sneak in a pair of tefillin at night was the middle of the night, and they did put on tefillin in the middle of the night, and they make a bracha. I do not know different stories. Sometimes they did make a bracha, sometimes they did not make a bracha. Tefillin represents emuna. One of the basic ideas that it says emuna, and that's why they were, some explain that's why there was such a great degree of Mesiras Nefesh by Talmidei Chacham is because it represents the spitz of emunah, tefillin. And obviously what they were going through is something which is beyond us, the nesiones of dealing with the horrors of the concentration camps, and they wanted to make the mitzvah which really captures of their feeling of emunah to actualize it in the mitzvah, and the only time they can do it was at night, and they were most nefesh to do it at night. Next, mutar likach tefillin shel chaver. Now here's another very complicated halacha. You come to shul and you don't have tefillin and no one's watching. Am I allowed to open up someone's locker? Oh, go to the bima, go to the side, people leave around. You should never leave your tefillin around. It's not a good idea. Sometimes people do it. But if you want, are you allowed to go and open up someone's tefillin and put them on and wear them? So it says here, it's mutar. Mutar likach tefillin shel chaver gam shloi b'yidiyaso. He doesn't know. You're allowed to do it. Le'anicham, you put them on, ulevarech aleihen, and the talos as well. You can do the same thing because the person wants that a mitzvah, ovid inish, the mitzvah b'memoyne, a person wants that a mitzvah shall be done with his property. So you're pleased. But there's one condition. Another condition is you're not allowed to adjust the kesher, the dalet. So the dalet do not fit. Okay, you have a small head, and the tefillin you took for someone is a very large head, and they're way too big, and they come way too low. Lo yotze, you not fill your obligation. So I'll adjust the kesher. I know how to adjust the kesher, and I'll put it back. You'll never put it back exactly the way it was, and the person would never agree to let you play around with the kesher. Therefore, that you are definitely not allowed to do. So go look for someone else's tefillin. Go through all of the tefillin until you find one that fits. Until you find one that fits, but don't adjust the kesher. Let's see what it says over here on the bottom. Okay, let's see what it says. First, Lamed. We have to just tie some loose ends from yesterday. Yesterday, we learned that you're not allowed to take off your tefillin in front of a Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to take off your tefillin in front of your Rebbe, in front of the Rabbi. You're not allowed to go and pull them off right in front of his face. It's disrespectful. Let's see over on the bottom, Lamed. V'lebifnei Rabbi, Ein Bech Yosef, Te'efsh Tzecho Yebizmanim, V'lefi Seder Aminik, Tzinifas Roisham, Ho'yitzoch Legalis Roishoy Bechalitzas Tefillin, Aval Lididon, B'nikal Yochel Lahachlitz B'lishom Gili. So he says that this does not necessarily apply B'zman Hazeh. And our times, we all wear head coverings, a yarmulke, a kippah, all different words for our head covering. Therefore, it's very, you don't have Gili Roish. When you take off your tefillin and you just lift up your yarmulke for a split second, that is not called Gilui Roish, exposing your head. In time of Chazal, they wore turbans or the like. I don't know what they wore exactly, but when you would take off your tefillin, it was a big hassle. You had to take off the whole thing off your head. You didn't just lift it up. You had to take, and therefore you were in a matzah of Gilui Roish for a significant period of time, whatever that means, and that's when it was prohibited to take off your tefillin in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Sefer Torah. So here again, we're always here to learn kulus. So therefore, if you're in the middle of schmoozing with the rabbi after davening, maybe they sit in the front, right? They sit near the rabbi during davening, a small minion, and you schmooze with the rabbi and davening is over. Wait, you now take off the tefillin from the rabbi? When you're talking to him and davening is over, and you're schmoozing with him, you're talking about what's going to be, when is Mechiras Chametz? So no, so he says, Bizman Hazeh, it's no big deal, you can do it. Even the Sefer Torah, he's Ashrei Volutzin, they have to go out of davening. Sefer Torah is in front of you, you're davening by the Bima. So it says here that Bizman Hazeh, this halacha is not necessarily true, because when we take off our tefillin, we do not really expose our heads for any period of time at all, because of our head coverings are much different than they were in ancient times. That's a very important kula to keep in mind. Next, Lamed Aleph, Gam Shlebi, the what about borrowing someone's soul without his knowledge? You're wearing tefillin, right? You come to shul, you have tefillin. So you look in the bima. Ah! There are tefillin. Excellent. You take out the talis and tefillin, you put them on. Guess who walks in? 5 minutes later, the one who owns it. What are you doing with my tefillin? You ganef. And he goes into a rage. How dare you?
Take it off.
So you take it off. And then you go into the bima, you find the next carbon. The next carbon. And you put on. And there's no hefsek. You're not mafsek. Do you make another bracha?
The
answer is yes. Fasting halacha. Now this goes back. This is the longest. This touches upon the sugya of making a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. We discuss when you make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. You don't make a bracha. That's not the halacha. You don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. You put on Rashi. You make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam. If you wear Rabbeinu Tam, you don't make a bracha. But why not? So some want to suggest we went through the little bit of the a few days ago. We discussed this: is that the brach you make on Rashi is really also for Rabbeinu Tam. There is no hefsek. As long as you are wearing tefillin, the bracha you have made on the tefillin of Rashi is active. It's one long bracha. I made a bracha on the Rashi tefillin. So normally there's a hefsek, right? You make a bracha. If there's toich kidei dibur, I make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvahs v'sivanu al netilas lulav. Before I pick up the lulav, I have to answer the telephone. Telephone is ringing. So I made the bracha, and the cell phone rings. Oh, so I'm gonna answer the cell phone, have a conversation. Oh, okay. What was I doing? I made the bracha, I didn't yet pick up the lulav. Oh, so I'll pick it up now. Sorry, buddy. The bracha expired. The bracha expired. You make a bracha over l'asiyasan, and then a significant amount of time passed, it expired. So you'll say the same exact thing. Listen, I went, I made a bracha. I made a bracha on the tefillin shal rosh. I put on that, davening, long davening. It's a long day. Davening took an hour, slichus. And now davening is over. It's an hour late. I want to put on Rabbeinu Tam. I want to put on another pair of tefillin. Another pair of tefillin. Let's say even another a kodesh Rashi tefillin. So they make a new bracha. Very big shaila. Do we say the bracha never expired? How could it be didn't expire? An hour has passed. Being that you are wearing the tefillin, the wearing of the tefillin automatically extends the expiration date of the bracha. The bracha doesn't expire. It continues to endure as long as you are involved in wearing the tefillin. So now it's an hour later, I put another pair of tefillin, the bracha that I made on the first pair of tefillin is still active, it's still good, because I'm wearing tefillin. Wearing tefillin is a permanent extension. That's a very big debate. Let's assume for the moment it works. And that's true, that solves Rabbeinu Tam problem. Because then when you put on Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need to make another bracha. Because the bracha you made on Rashi half an hour ago is also for the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Or do we say no? Once you make the bracha, you put on tefillin, the bracha expires, so you need to make a new bracha. We don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the halacha, you don't make a bracha. But over here in this situation, when you're going from Rashi to Rashi, and the only reason why you're taking off the first Rashi is because the person walks in and says, "What in the world are you doing wearing my tefillin?" So the bracha has it. So now maybe you will tell me the bracha does not expire. So when you go into the bima and you take out another pair of tefillin from the next guy, from the next carbon, stubborn, so maybe the bracha you made originally is still active. That's a very good shaila. That's a very, you can argue the point both ways. And here he's coming to Pasuk and there are too many problems. It wasn't your original intent. My intent was only for this period tefillah, not for that period tefillah, and you didn't even know you'll find another period tefillah later on. You never expect to take it off. There are too many problems here in going seamless transition from Reuven's tefillin to Shimon's tefillin, and therefore he passed against Tzorich Lachzor Ulevarich. You do need to make a new brach when you take out someone else's tefillin. Okay, Chav Gimel.
The majority opinion is that you can use someone else's?
Everyone holds.
Everyone.
Without asking. Everyone, there's no question. You come to shul and you don't have to bear tefillin. Obviously you should, ask the gabbai, tell your parents, fill in, can I borrow your tefillin, maybe there's someone...
You can't alter them.
No, you cannot alter them. So we said, you can never alter the kasher. Absolutely not. But obviously it's not the ideal thing to do. You should ask someone, I'm here, I'm a guest, I don't have tefillin, maybe the shul has a pair of tefillin, maybe I can borrow, after davening, I can borrow your tefillin. You should, of course, try to find a solution where you have permission. But if you're in a situation where there's no solution, no one's giving you tefillin, everyone's davening with their own tefillin, and there's no one to ask, and there's no extra pair, and the only thing you can see, that I see on the window, so there's a pair of tefillin and it looks like a good pair of tefillin and you want to put them on, so then the halach is absolutely go right ahead.
This is strictly because of the mitzvah of putting tefillin on override.
No, it's because of the principle of a person wants that someone should use his property for a mitzvah. Not because your mitzvah overrides someone else. Pump ahead. You say it all the way around. There's a halacha that if you need even to save your life by stealing. There's a very, very difficult Gemara. David HaMelech, if you want to save your life, the only way I can save my life is by stealing from someone's property. Mamash to be a ganef. I'm in danger. In the case, you're in a silo, and if you'll burn the enemy is hiding. He's going to kill you. If I'll go and I'll torch the silo, then the enemy will run away. But I'm going to destroy the property. So according to the din, the Ikar HaDin, I don't really know if this is halach lemais, but the Ikar HaDin, you're not allowed. You mechuyev to die, to lose your life, rather than steal from someone else. Well, leave a check, right?
Sure.
No, who says he wants the money? Who says he wants his property? That is the Ikar HaDin. Now, halacha lemaisa, so we're going to follow this? I don't know. It's not so simple. It's a very complicated issue. Obviously, I mean, I would imagine not. Okay, a push comes to shove, I'm sure someone wouldn't.
I wouldn't steal, I starve.
Starve. That's what it says. That's what it says. Just halacha.
From a palace, from a sefer.
Yes, no. So it's sefer. It's not essential. So you won't use the sefer. Yes, a very good question. Today, this question depends on the standards of the times. Today, sefarim are very well bound, robust, pretty much, more or less. People, the average person is not so makbid on a sefer. So in a very expensive rear sefer that's cost a fortune of money, okay, then there's a problem. So if a person has a Gemara, right, you come to shul, everyone has a Daf Yomi, so this guy, everyone buys their own art school Gemara, and the art school Gemaras are lying around in the shul, every time you come to Daf Yomi, and everyone has bought their own art school, lying on the shelf, and a guest comes, and he doesn't have a Gemara, and he wants to take an art school Gemara from Ploni. Is Ploni really so makbid? Is he so makbid that someone will maybe bend the corner of the art school Gemara, a little damage his Gemara? 95% of the people are not so makbid. No, that you can't do. That's already an extreme issue. That's already extreme. But you should know, I'll tell you, there are people, I know someone, and I know of a person that would write in terms of Gemara. See, I got Talmidim. I know someone already. Talmud will come over. Rebbe, I have a question. For high school Bacha. Rebbe, I have a question. I don't know. So Rebbe says, don't you see what it says in Rashi? And the Rebbe will take the pen, underline the Rashi, and draw lines and write notes. Who asked you? Who asked you to write in my Gemara? My parents paid for this Gemara, $20. What are you writing? No, this is part of Limud HaTorah. You have to know. I'm a new Rebbe. I'm entitled to do this. No problem. I'm too. You makbit, so don't be makbit. Okay, so I'm just telling you there are different standards in society that's accepted today. Pretty much, when it comes to svar, people are not so makbit. When it comes to talis and tefillin, it's much worse because you're desperate. So when it comes to a sefer, so I won't learn. I won't use the sefer, so the world will go on. But talis and tefillin, the world's not going to go on. If you don't put on your tefillin today, karkaft the loy monach tefillin, the world comes to an end. Okay, you'll never live it down your whole life. The world. So what are you going to do? So now we have a principle of that person. I've got the exact words of an inish. The person wants that a mitzvah nasa b'moni. A person wants that a mitzvah shall be done with his property. That's why it's mutter, because you're not stealing, you're not consuming his tefillin. The tefillin will remain, will endure. It's just that you're using it in mishtameh shloi b'rishus. Okay, this is with the altar from Slobodka, that someone came to the yeshiva and was using someone's shtender. This is the real kasha b'sman hazeh. Kasha is not svarim b'sman hazeh. It's not tefillin. That's the first halach. It's mutter. Not halv. It's using someone's shtender. Someone came to Slobodka and he took the shtender and was davening from the shtender. So the Slobodka, Rav Alta Slobodka, he basically cursed him out and said to him, "You're a ganef, you're an avarian, you're a rasha, you're mamish, you're using a shtender." So does that mean that b'sman hazeh you go to shul, so the shtender, you can't use the shtender? So the most say no, that shtender, the old shtenders, so you give a little shuckle, the whole thing will collapse. They weren't robust, so people were makbid. Today the average person is not so makbid. I'll tell you, in yeshiva I bought my own shtender because the whole crazy story. Okay, very good. I adjusted it exactly the way I wanted. Coming the next day, someone readjusted it. They changed the height, made it low. They made it from lower to high. They changed. Every day I readjust it. One day I come in, the knobs are broken. The person adjusted it the way they like, the way they want, higher and this certain tilt, and to make sure that I, the owner, the one who paid for it, does not change it. He broke the knobs. He broke the knobs. What kind of chutzpah is this? It's my shtender. I'll adjust it to my liking, and you want to use it, it's bad enough you use it without my permission. And then when it comes to the beginning of this man, everyone puts a sticker on the shtender that this is their mokayim. This is their mokayim. So on my shtender, someone put a sticker. This is their mokayim. Excuse me, sir. This is my shtender. You want to go take this mokayim? Just goes to show how far it goes. People, the society of entitlement. We live in a society of entitlement.
But they don't know how to behave.
Showing that.
It's not their
habits.
Oh, that's a different story. If it says do not, that means do not, you mock it. I know people that say, I don't care what he says. When he says do not, it just means don't take it out. They have all these excuses. Alright, listen, if he put it in a public place, it's meant to be used. It's meant to be used.
They stretch
things like you can't imagine, and they tell you they're right, and they know, they'll tell you in halacha, they'll bring rayas. The person wants that a mitzvah shall be done with his property. But one thing we have, this is your safe. It says here in Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzer that when it comes to tefillin and it comes to a talis, if you come to shul, you don't have a talis and tefillin, you are permitted to take someone's talis and fill it without their permission and put it on, as long as you do not adjust the kesher. That we have, because a person deep down wants that his property should be used for the purpose of a mitzvah. Okay, let's see, let's finish up. Tefillin, let's just do one more halacha. Okay, one more halacha, chav gimel. Tefillin, tzrichim guf naki. Tefillin requires a clean body. Tzrichim li zosh lo lefich mohem. A person has to be very careful not to pass gas. Choyle me'ayim, or if a person, rachmon l'stan, is sick, he's not well, his stomach illness, afilu ein lo tzar, potem in atzvilni, there's no pain, he's not any pain, but fact is that gas is continuously, without his control, coming out of his body, is exempt pater min ha-tfilin. He cannot keep his body in a state of cleanliness. A person can be clean, he assesses that he can be clean for a few moments. He must. So seize the moment, and during those moments, put on the tefillin, talis, and tefillin, and say kriyas shema and shemone esrei. Aval shor chole im mitzar b'chol yoy. The ain daitem yoshev es lo b'mnei tzari potter b'mnei she also le siach daitem mehem in v'imlav chav. This is a very important halacha that people know. If a person is not a chole me'ayim, he's perfectly clean. He's 100% clean, but he's in pain. A person is in a matzav of pain. And when you're in pain, you're not mechuyev to wear a tefillin. Why? Because you cannot concentrate on the sanctity of the tefillin. Tefillin is kodesh. Also, meikar hadin. Also, leosiach daita. Unfortunately, people, they joke around. They're wearing tefillin. It's a terrible avera. They joke around when they're wearing tefillin, but you're not allowed to. Also, leosiach daita. If a person is in pain, you cannot think about the tefillin. And therefore, meikar hadin achoyle in pain is potter from wearing a chaplain goes in the hospital, and there are patients that are in pain. There's no inyan of putting tefillin on achoyle who is in a miserable frame of mind. Yeah.
So certain people, let's say they wake up in the morning, brain migraine headache.
Potter. That's what it says.
It's a real case.
You potter. You potter from waiting till you daven. You have to daven if you can. If you can, you can daven. But if you cannot,
Put on tefillin later.
Later, you should. When you get better,
then you can put them on at mincha.
Like we said before, you put it on mincha, right? Exactly. I'm not telling you should put them on a mincha. It's not ever a good idea to draw attention to yourself.
No.
Right. It says because
no, you're going to die from the yechidus.
Yeah.
So just put on tefillin or be yechidus per mincha.
That's a very good question. I know the answer to that question. It's a very tough question. I don't know why I have to be my into this. Ask someone if a person does not daven shacharis with tefillin. So we know, we learned that part of the tefillin experience is critical to daven shmona esrei wearing tefillin. And that's why you should daven, we know, you better daven b'yechidus with tefillin than daven b'tzibur without tefillin. We know that we know. So now, a person had no choice, he was going to miss his man's tefillah, he davened shacharis, he did daven shacharis without tefillin. And now he has a pair of tefillin. So to go to shul by mincha and daven tefillas mincha b'tzibur wearing tefillin, is even though that's the ideal, what you really should do, it's not necessarily halacha l'mayis in our times a good idea, because it's not a good idea to draw attention to yourself if you're going to a public place where people don't understand and look at you like you're crazy. For the small little minion, maybe it's different. Maybe a private little minion, a few people, that could be a different story. So what should you do? Is it better to go to mincha? Is it better to go and daven a regular mincha, b'tzibur, and then come home and put on tefillin and say kriya shema and say a mizmar? Or is it better to daven mincha b'yechidus wearing tefillin? Good, I don't know the answer. Tough question. It's a very tough question. If a person is not noig daven mincha b'tzibur, he's not so nizer in that, l'chayr, for sure, you should daven b'yechidus with tefillin. That l'chayr, not everyone is nizer daven mincha every day. People can. They work, whatever, they don't always have in the winter, so they daven many times b'yechidus. If you anyway not nizer to daven tefillas mincha b'tzibur, you daven b'yechidus, l'chayr, for sure, in this day, you should daven tefillin. Now, an opportunity, I can go to mincha daven with a minion, l'chayr, you should daven mincha b'yechidus wearing your tefillin, for sure. But if you always niz to daven mincha b'tzibur, and now you have this difficult situation, and you're not going to go put on tefillin in the minyan b'tzibur because it's going to be strange, I don't know. It's a tough call. It's a tough call because part of the full tefillin experience is to daven a shmona esrei while you're wearing tefillin. And if you don't do that once a day, you're losing out on part of the full experience of tefillin. Many people I know, I think brisk, there are certain people that know they're in love with the Rambam. The Rambam has a different sheet. They have the Rambam tefillin everywhere. Maybe it's the Raivat tefillin. Maybe they're from the Raivat tefillin. I'm not sure. But you know, we have Rashi Ben Utam. We once had a shir about Shimush Rabba. Shimush Rabba really is a variation of the Raivat tefillin. There are other types of tefillin. So there are people that want that put on different types of tefillin at mincha. like people who Rabbeinu Tam, they put on Rashi. When davening's over, they put on for 2 minutes Rabbeinu Tam. Some people know they want to give, have a more of an experience for the other type of tefillin, so they put on that other type of tefillin during mincha. That is a custom that's not among us. You see the Eretz Yisrael in certain places, it's more common. Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common to see people wearing tefillin during mincha for different reasons. In America, you look around, it's strange. Okay. But that concludes halacha. We'll stop here. We'll take a break.